This is Adavin Srantz, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson counties with your K-State Research and Extension report. Crows are native birds in Kansas, having lived here for hundreds of years. The common crow is one of America's best-known birds. Their large body size of 17 to 21 inches long, with completely coal black feathers and the familiar caw-caw voice, makes them an easy bird to identify. No other birds should be confused with the crow, with one exception. In the western one-fourth of Kansas, a summer and winter resident, the white-necked raven can be found. Sometimes crows and ravens intermingle in winter flocks. The raven, even though, as the name implies, white-necked, does not have a white neck visible to a person watching the birds. Ravens can be distinguished from crows by their larger size, call, wedge-shaped tail, and flight pattern, which commonly includes soaring or gliding. Crows have a frequent, steady wing beat with little or no gliding. Crows pair off in early spring, about February to May, building nests of twigs and coarse stems and lining them with feathers, grass, cloth, strings, etc. These nests are usually 18 to 60 feet above the ground in trees. Where there are not many trees, crows may nest on the ground or on poles. The average clutch is 4 to 6 eggs, which hatch in 18 days. Usually there is only one brood a year, but there may be two. Both the male and female share incubating the eggs and caring for the young. The young leave the nest at about 5 weeks of age and forage with their parents throughout the summer. Later in the fall, families join together either to migrate or to overwinter large flocks that sometimes exceed 1 million crows. Few wild crows live more than 4 to 6 years, although some have lived 14 years in the wild and some over 20 years in captivity. One important aspect of crow behavior is their congregation into huge flocks in fall and winter. In Kansas, most crow problems occur because of roosting, which generally starts in mid-October and lasts until mid-February or late March, depending on the breakup of winter-like weather. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Adavin Srantz with your K-State Research and Extension Report.